Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for another edition of the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. It's Monday Night Football, the 0-6 New York Giants hosting the Minnesota Vikings at MetLife Stadium. The Giants desperate to finally get that first win of the 2013 regular season. And the Giants are getting healthier. Two of their veteran starters, David Boss and Corey Webster, both have missed four games this year because of injury. Both guys plan to play on Monday night. We'll see on game day if they're able to go and play against the Minnesota Vikings. Now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, the Giants need to get a win. For the first time all year, they're going against a team with an unproven quarterback. This is a good opportunity.
Well, yeah, if only because Josh Freeman's been with the Vikings for less than 2 weeks. Now, the Giants played him when he was with Tampa Bay last year, and they beat him early in the season. He threw a couple of touchdown passes, threw a couple of picks. Interestingly enough, he's a guy who moves around in the pocket a little bit, but did not have any rushes that day. The Giants did a very good job of controlling him and containing him in the pocket.
And let's hear from Anshar Roll on the Vikings' new quarterback, Josh Freeman.
You know, whether he's a starting quarterback, you know, for this team for the first time, we all know Josh Freeman and what he presents. He's been a starting quarterback in his league for a number of years now. Great quarterback, strong arm, big physical guy. So, you know, we're not looking at him as you know, his first time being a starting quarterback. You know, that guy's played a lot of football in his league and played a lot of good football like that.
And, Paul, obviously a challenge for Josh Freeman to be ready, only being with the Vikings for 2 weeks. But it's also a challenge for the Giants. They have to get ready for a quarterback they have not seen on tape playing in the Vikings offense.
No, that's true. And the Vikings have had Ponder and Castle at the controls so far this season. Ponder a little more mobile, more like Freeman than Castle. Castle's simply a straight drop-back guy, and he's played the last couple of weeks after Ponder got hurt. And so you think that the Vikings will probably tweak things to go a little bit more to what Ponder was doing some weeks ago than what they've been doing recently with Castle. But guess what? It all starts with Adrian Peterson anyway.
And Freeman has a bigger arm, could go down the field more than those other two guys. But you're right. No matter who plays quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, it's kind of easy. Do you know why? You have the best running back in football pounding the ball on the ground. Perry Fuel knows stopping him is going to be a huge challenge on Monday night.
It's vitally important that we definitely keep him from that second level. And if he hits that third level, he's got such a gear that you normally don't catch him. And he's a very patient runner. When I say patient, you can contain him, and then bam, you know, he's out.
And, Paul, I have not heard one player or coach argue with me this week calling Peterson the best running back in football. He's powerful. He's fast. He can catch it. He can block. Bottom line, this guy does everything extremely well.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, though, is, John, he's only had two 100-yard games this season, and both of them came courtesy of a big run.
If you take, in fact, his three biggest runs of the year away, he's averaging under 3.5 yards per carry.
It is really amazing how the stats are showing that he may not be superhuman after all. There may be some kryptonite somewhere in those defensive game plans. The one thing about him is that he loves to run up the middle. And guess what? The Giants' defensive tackles have been very stout this year. In fact, the last three terrific running backs they've played the last 3 weeks, Charles, McCoy, and Forte, have averaged 19 carries for only 59 yards. So the Giants have really done a good job there.
Now, the Giants finally got the running game of their own going last week. They had their first 100-yard rushing game of the season, Brandon Jacobs getting over the century mark. Now, he's coming back from a hamstring injury, and the Giants want that running game back in effect on Monday night. For offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride, it's a lot easier to call plays when you can be consistent on the ground.
Anything of, you know, consistency, whether you're throwing or running the ball, it just makes it so much easier because you start to call something, you see the way the defense adjusts to stop you, and then you can come back and exploit their overreaction or overadjustment. The problem is when nothing's working, that's when you're scrambling. So it was good, and it was really, really encouraging to see us run the ball the way we did. We haven't done that in a long time. So that was very encouraging, and hopefully we can keep that aspect of the game going and stay away from the turnovers. We should be in good shape.
Kevin Gilbride expects Peyton Hillis to be a part of the game plan as well. I would imagine Brandon Jacobs will probably get more carries. How much do you think Hillis is going to play?
Well, Tom Coughlin made it very clear that because Hillis had spent a couple of months in the Tampa Bay system with Mike Sullivan, who was a former Giants assistant coach a couple of years ago, that Hillis knows maybe a little bit more than some new guys on campus would. He seemed to indicate that some first and second down plays were easier for him to pick up than the third down stuff. I don't know, John. Five touches, maybe. I still don't think he's going to be a big part of it.
And, Paul, you get that running game going, it opens things up in the passing game. But in order to pass the football, you have to protect Eli Manning. And he knows Jared Allen will be chasing him around all day long.
Yeah, still, Jared's still a great player. He does get to the quarterback. He might not have as many sacks, but he is causing quarterbacks to step up and move in the pocket and scramble around. Or throw the ball before a little earlier than the quarterback wants to throw it. So he still does a great job getting pressure, and so we got to be very aware of him and make sure we account for him.
And Paul, this offensive line in their current configuration has done a pretty good job the last couple of weeks, not only protecting Eli but running the football. Now you can see David Bosch step in for Jim Cordell. Is there any concern here that the continuity that's formed the last 2 weeks might get thrown out of whack?
Well, that's always a concern, but as Tom Coughlin told us earlier in the week, John, the bottom line is, David Bosch is a starter for a reason. And they're looking to get him in there, even though Cordell's played well. They want to get their best five on the field at all times. I'm a little curious to see, now that David Deal has settled in at right guard and done a pretty good job the last couple of weeks, how that will all mesh together with Boss back in there in the starting lineup. It could be a very good mixture, or it could be another chance to the Giants' wheels to start coming off again. Bottom line is this. Brandon Jacobs, if he runs the rock like he did in Chicago, they're going to be okay.
Well, and then maybe they can prevent some of those turnovers that's plagued them so much over the past few weeks. You protect the quarterback, you run the football, Eli puts the ball in harm's way less. How do the Giants stop committing all these turnovers?
Well, John, you look at all the turnovers, and there are so many different reasons for each one of them. Some of them are bad throws. Some of them are bad routes. Some of them are just good plays by the defense. Some of them are tipped balls. I mean, that's the thing that's so frustrating here, because there's no one thing, John. The only thing you can do if you're Eli Manning is to just try to be as smart as possible and hope that physically, when the play comes apart or unravels, that nothing bad happens.
And Kevin Gilbride and Tom Coughlin said today they don't want to pare down this offense. They want to give Eli the chance to make plays down the field. Paul, we appreciate the time. We'll see you on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend of Giantless football. We'll see you on Monday as the Giants take on the Vikings. Enjoy your football, everybody.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.